Rosie and her chatty parrot. In the beautiful town of Greenwood, nestled between the rolling hills and singing streams, there lived a young girl named Rosie. Rosie was known for her bright smile and an even brighter friend, her talking parrot, Pippi. Pippi was no ordinary parrot. He had the gift of gab and a heart full of joy. Every morning, Pippi greeted the sunrise with a cheerful, "Good morning, Rosie," which never failed to start her day with a giggle. "Good morning, Pippi," she'd reply as the warmth of the morning sun filled her small, cozy room. Today was special, for it was Rosie's birthday, and she had a wish to make a huge fruit salad, but she needed to collect the fruits first. "Pippi," she said, "I need your keen eyes to spot the ripest fruits in the garden." "Aye, aye, Captain Rosie," squawked Pippi, puffing up his chest like a brave little sailor.
"Yar!"
ready to embark on a treasure hunt. Together they skipped to the garden, Pippi leading the way. He pointed with his wing. "There, the strawberries are as red as rubies. And up there, the apples are shining like emeralds." With each find, Rosie laughed and added the fruits to her basket. The garden was a symphony of colors and smells, and with Pippi, it was all the more magical. As the basket heaved with a bounty of fruits, Rosie's heart swelled with gratitude for her chatty companion who made even the simplest tasks an adventure. As they returned home, Rosie began to prepare the fruit salad, chopping and mixing, while Pippi narrated stories of faraway lands and brave quests. They danced around the kitchen, and the fragrance of the fresh, fresh fruits mingled with their laughter. Finally, it was time to make the birthday wish. Rosie closed her eyes, made her wish, and blew out the candles. When she opened her eyes, Pippi squawked, "May all your wishes come true, Rosie, just as you've made every day brighter for me." Rosie hugged Pippi, knowing that the best gift she ever had was already right there on her shoulder, speaking the words of a true friend.